Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is, let's see, it looks like it's the 18th day of August, 2023. Now, what else can we now have? What else can we now have? I'll tell you what, you got 120 to 140 mile per hour hurricane, category 4, 3, and 4, headed directly up the Baja into Southern California. Well, it seems like we might have a little bit of a major naval base there in San Diego and the Marine Corps and all of that. Now, I will tell you that there's a lot of aircraft that are being flown out of those areas, to other safer places. But at the same time, I can tell you this, that from San Diego on up, you know, La Jolla on up the road there, all the way up into to L.A. and L.A. County, they're calling for a massive flooding possible in L.A. County because you're going to get 10, 12 inches of rain or 8, 10, 12 inches of rain. And winds, can you imagine a hurricane wind of 120 sustained or 140 gusts hitting Los Angeles? Hitting, you know, all the way up into the mountain, the different mountains outside of San Diego and going on up the pike. Man, I'm telling you. Now, guess what's going to happen? They're not telling you about this. But when the hurricane water, when the massive dumps of water are going to go down into the fault lines, are there any major faults in California? I think there are, okay? When the water goes down into the fault lines, it greases and lubricates the fault. Now, if they need help, then the Russians or the Red Chinese or the U.S. Luciferians also involved maybe with the HAARP in Gakona, Alaska, or wherever of the 72 scalar interferometers around the planet, it doesn't make which one they use. They can do a billiard shot off the ionosphere and pop it down. But my prediction is that after this heavy hurricane rain, which I saw the Luciferian scum using high technology energy constructs to create this. I saw it. Even stuff coming up from Antarctica, a shark tooth, jig-jag looking gray energy came up from Antarctica and parked itself off the Baja to prevent, to act as a barrier to make sure that the counterclockwise flow was still being created there, which was being helped from up above in the Arctic from a rain shower looking like broadcast beam on the Mimic. That's on the University of Wisconsin, MIMIC version 2. If you watch all the domains daily, you're going to see stuff you can't believe. You got to get a feel for it. You got to understand it. But the energy construct was coming down most likely from the Russian Arctic base. And then that was coming down in to push moisture in and to create the counterclockwise flow. Then the stuff came up from Antarctica like a jagged shark tooth in gray energy, big dark gray on what usually is a blue or brown or tan background in the Mimic. And that precluded it and created the barrier so that it was like a little turbulent, it was like a washing machine to create it. Now that is sliding northward and going to head into the LA. I'm going to predict that there's going to be major earthquakes after this hurricane hitting San Diego, all up the coast, up into L.A. and further on up, and then going on up and up and up, and maybe even into Nevada, all right? This kind of rain that's going to happen is like a year's worth of rain or more in a few hours. If you've ever been in a hurricane or a tornado where you see the torrential rains, you can't believe it. But one of these hadn't hit Southern California for over 80 years. If you're sitting in there and you're in L.A. and you think you're going to go to the high rise and drink the fancy drinks and party and It'll all be over in a few minutes, and you better get in your Lamborghini or your 15-year-old Toyota, which most of us drive, or somebody drives out here. I don't, but I mean, I have a pick-em-up truck, but then again, my pick-em-up truck is pretty good. But if you got this much time, you need to pack it up, you need to go, and you get all your supplies and groceries and everything. Take your tent and head due east, maybe into the mountains of Arizona. Maybe into the mountains of Arizona might be a good time to go see Oak Creek Canyon, Sedona, that kind of place, or Flagstaff. And, you know, lock down all your patio furniture, all the stuff outside, because it's going to go twisting in the wind, I'm afraid. But then if there's going to be a quake after it, you don't want to be there. Because I guarantee you, martial law will get declared out there. The governor of Hawaii now is talking about there's going to be fire everywhere all across the country. Now we've got in Tenerife and the Canaries, we got massive fires there and they're not contained. You got the stuff on the coast of England. You got the stuff that happened in Greece. You got all of these different items that happened in Maui. Biden don't want to talk about Maui because he probably knew about it in advance. The governor was even part of some consortium that wanted to buy property in there. And the one big house, allegedly, the one big house, allegedly, that withstood the storm with the Catholic Church and the banyan tree. The banyan tree has been burned a little bit, but it's still there and alive. The church is still good, but that one big house, allegedly, it's owned allegedly by a big union person in the SEIU, labor union. Also, I guess they missed him with the dew weapons, all right? And then now we know it's confirmed and people are starting to resign left and right over there. Or the one guy was reassigned, the water guy. The firemen had the fire contained, and then the hydrants went off about 9 or 10 in the morning. And all kind of people, the ham radio operators and stuff, were trying to help everybody and to keep the comms up and stuff. And they could not believe that the firemen couldn't get water. And I'm going to tell you what, if you have a dadgum hose and a pump, and I don't care what it is, if downtown Lahaina is burning, you stick a hose in the water out there and a big pump, and you start blasting seawater onto the dadgum thing. This, you see, is going to be, you're going to find out that it's like Katrina in a way. You remember Katrina? Right prior to Katrina, all the boys that lived up there on St. Charles Avenue in Audubon Place, you know, which is a, and they already had private security guards, which were ex-IDF. But they were also the descendants of the original slave holder, the original slave auctions in New Orleans on Royal Street and different places like that where there were auctions. All right? But these guys, if you recall, went to New York City prior to Katrina. And the speech and the discussions that were talked about then was that these very extremely wealthy New Orleanians, who allegedly lived in Audubon Place, not far from Tulane, by the way, and all of that, on St. Charles up there, with a golf course across the street. But that group went to New York City to meet with the big banks and all the stuff to discuss huge loans to redevelop New Orleans and the waterway down to the Gulf of Mexico to redevelop all of that. To redevelop all of that stuff with high-rise motels, casinos, hotels, you know, all the different stuff and upper end things to turn it into some kind of a gaudy thing and not the native New Orleans that everybody loves that's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So they went there to do that. Then Katrina hit, and I can recall during Katrina watching and looking at different pictures and satellite pictures of how they held the storm out, intensified it to the maximum category, and then, whoa, pushed it on in. That was a controlled storm. That was a generated hurricane. And what the statement was, allegedly by somebody, and I forget the name, but it was one of the big, big shots of the big shots who lived out there at Audubon Place somewhere. Here was the statement made to some of the New York bankers, apparently. We are going to correct the mistakes of our forefathers for having brought over slaves to Louisiana, all right? And then creating a permanent class of slaves in Louisiana that are now no longer slaves, okay? So we are going to correct the mistakes. Well, how are they going to do it? They were going to be making sure that there was a hurricane coming in and that nobody did doodly squat, all right? And then if you also remember the dike, one of the dikes that was up to protect the Ninth Ward and stuff like that down there, you remember that there was a firefight that was seen by somebody on a porch? And there was a firefight between different people, and then kaboom, that dike blew. You think all this stuff is climate change or weather or just bureaucratic incompetency? No! This stuff is planned, and now they're planning it for L.A., for San Diego, L.A., and on up the road, all right? They don't know if the hurricanes are going to land, make landfall, and, you know, in Southern California. But the hurricane winds are whirling, are going to be whirling at 600 miles in a circle. 600-mile circle, apparently, for this storm. And now, guess what? We got loony balloons right off the coast of Southern California. Are they assisting by just with their lower power, but with the frequency pulses that they could assist? And are they then sending all the information directly to the Red Chinese to see what comes out of the box at North Island, San Diego, comes out of the naval bases and what goes there, where the planes are going, and all up and down the line, all the military bases in California? The port that the Red Chinese are big at in Long Beach? You see, I told you last week, that Beijing and all kind of places in China were being flooded to death, man, big floods. Millions of people having to evacuate and get in the boats and swim and grab onto the life jackets and the pieces of roofs and stuff, you know, that are floating down the road. Well, now you say, well, you're talking about the Russians doing it. The Russians are borrowing money from the Red Chinese. If the Red Chinese say, why don't you use your Arctic base and do a little scalar interferometer work and create a little bit of a thing down there? Of course, it could be they just call Red China Joe, and Red China Joe says, Gakona, Alaska, don't you know? And says, harp it up, boys and girls. We did have that dew weapon base allegedly in the Maui Hills. If you're in Southern California, you need to go right now and you need to go and load your car up with your camping gear, all your stuff, your valuable papers and all those kind of things and get ready. And don't get ready to run. Just go ahead and go. All right. Take a weekend trip. Lock it up tight. Put your patio furniture down. Tie it up to the yard arm, you know. And head east. Head east, maybe into the mountains over in Arizona, all right? Just don't go to Vegas, because Vegas may get hit too. Biden heads to Lake Tahoe for the weekend amid Maui criticism. Well, you know, maybe he wants to watch. Maybe he wants to watch, and of course, he can get lifted off by helicopter and taken somewhere else, you see. Or maybe he goes to a Nellis, all right? Goes to Nellis Air Force Base and gets in the bunker somewhere, you know, at Area 51 or S4. Or maybe they're sending him out there for his vacation, hoping that Kamala, the laughing Kamala bird, will be the next president. When William P. Barr, alias Robert Johnson, when he covered up for all of the CIA cocaine trafficking in Arkansas at the Camp Robinson meeting where Akihiti Sawakawa, where Terry Reed, who was a contractor, where also an Israeli Mossad agent was there, and you had Felix Rodriguez, who was deeply involved in Mexico and in the CIA drug trafficking and all that stuff, and was the guy that had Che Guevara's manos, his hands, in a shoebox, you see. And then Nash, the aide, who was an African-American aide for President Clinton, and Oliver North, whose code name back then was John Cathay, who was also involved, allegedly, in the Contras stuff, and also involved in using the cocaine trafficking by the CIA in Arkansas and all those places involved. You see, this is all the same old stuff. They are out. Listen, what was it I said about this? About the third show, I said, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because these Luciferian demons are coming to grab your family, coming to grab you, and they're going to try to kill you and take you out and then use your family and do with them what they wish and take all of your house, all of your goods, all of your money, everything you got. So don't go into there, Luciferian, knife out of fight. Load your car up in Southern California and get the heck out of La Jolla. Get the heck out of San Diego. My buddy in Imperial Beach, you better get your hovercraft to go on or go down. Go and get over on the other side of the fence and get one of the helicopters and fly it out, you know. But this is even going to go up in the mountains there in, you know, in San Diego off to the east there. And there's a little SEAL base up in there now, too. And the Navy SEALs, you ain't going to be jogging on the strand. You better be at the ready. And not necessarily to declare martial law. Can you imagine L.A. County and Orange County in a martial law and the roads all stopped? And maybe the roads are twisted with the wind and cars have toppled over and trucks are sitting, you know, across the roadway and across the freeways. Can you imagine martial law in Orange County, L.A. County? Oh, man. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You think the riots were bad back in the day? This will be even worse. So if you're there, you better take the heed of the advice and get the heck out of the valley. Get the heck out of Beverly Hills. You see what I'm saying? You better get out of East L.A., East Los, all right? And get east, far east. Go straight east. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You take all this to the Lord in prayer, as Brother Quayle has always stated. Take it to the Lord in prayer, okay? Before you go, listen to what he has to say. And then whatever he tells you to do, whatever Jesus tells you to do, then you go ahead and do it. He might say, no, I'll protect you. Stay in your home. Stay there with your family. That will be your sanctuary. He may tell you that. Or he might say to go to, I don't know. Monument Valley or, you know, Payson or Sedona or Flagstaff. He might tell you to go there. Or Palo Solari's Arco Sante, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get wild. And then what do we have on the 23rd? We have 22nd through the 24th are the BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, plus about 40, 50, 60 other countries that want to sign on with them. And supposedly it's going to be the announcement or the furtherance of the yuan, the red Chinese yuan, as a reserve currency for the world and to switch to that currency for trade rather than using the dollar. That might cause the purchasing power of the dollar to drop precipitously. In other words, which cost you, let's say it's a car, okay? Let's say you got a $40,000 car, okay? That $40,000 car, if it's still going to even be made after a collapse of the dollar, might cost you $80,000 within a six-month period. If you're looking at used cars, it'd be the same, whatever it is. You got eggs at, let's say you got steak at $12 a pound. It'll be $25 a pound. You got ground chuck at $6, $7 a pound. It'll be $14, $15 a pound. You got a can of peas for, $1 or $1.10 or whatever it might be. Well, it's going to be $2.30-$2.40 for a can of peas. So while you can get long-term storage food, get canned soups, canned vegetables, all the different things you can get. Chef Boyardee, Franco-American, Dinty Moore, all the different things that are complete meals in a can. No, also get tuna, cans of tuna. I prefer the albacore in water, all right? But just get tuna. Get pink salmon from Alaska. Get cans of it. I'll tell you, old salmon patties cooked up and with a little ketchup on them suckers, you know, or mayonnaise or whatever you're going to put, tartar sauce, will taste pretty good when you're in a lean-to or a big storm drain somewhere out in the middle of the Arizona desert. Meanwhile, there's martial law back in L.A., and because of that, the entire state goes into emergency, and then that causes problems nationwide in the financial markets. And then guess what? FEMA, NORTHCOM, FEMA, NORTHCOM. But they won't have enough to do it because it'll be too wild weasel. So maybe they have to ask the red Chinese to come in and help, and the Russian, two battalions of the Russian Spetsnaz, they can be loving. You can just put them in and have them take over certain things and let them be the total boss, you see. Well, all I know is this: sharpen your K-bars, load your mags, have your broken in nice boots ready, 12 pair of socks, 12 pair of underwear, whatever it is you got, t-shirts, and you better have some camouflage or whatever is appropriate to your area, but at the same time have jeans and dark shaded clothing and different stuff so you can blend in an urban environment as well. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to have to understand that you're going to have to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that and you know you're with him and he knows you're with him, then he will start to wash you clean and he will direct your activities. if you keep reading the Bible and reading all of the different passages and get the red letter edition. I can highly recommend the red letter edition, that everything in red is what Jesus said. And pay attention, because in Matthew 24, he's already told you all about this years ago, in the year 2033, or, you know, 32, 33. Luke 21, he told you there. It is the revelations of the Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. And what is the prescription? Matthew 25, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. And the wise have extra lamp oil and wicks and all the stuff that come and be there when the bridegroom comes. They're going to be ready to go into the marriage. But the foolish ones say, oh, give us of your oil. And the wise say, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. You go to those that sell and buy for yourself. And the foolish ones do. They go to buy oil. But the bridegroom comes, and behold, there's a call. And they go into the marriage, and the door is shut. And then the wise or the foolish come and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And you know what Lord Jesus has to say out of Matthew 25? He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. It's not all sweetness and light when the stuff comes to hit the fan, you see. There's going to be all kinds of shortages, all kinds of stuff that you can't believe. Lady J in the Smokies and Blue Ridge is reporting that a lot of the shelves in grocery stores up in the mountain areas are becoming empty. They're becoming empty as can be. There's hardly anything there. That's Walmarts, every kind of thing. Save-A-Lots, even some in the food lines and stuff don't have as much on the shelves as they did. You see, they think that the mountain people are going to fight them. So they're right now are going ahead and cleaning your shelves off so you got nothing to eat. So when they do go maybe to the EMP and I-40 becomes a parking lot, just like in the book One Second After by William R. Forst, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, a forged book, One Second After. Where Black Mountain is totally, the grocery store in Black Mountain goes in about 15 minutes, all right? Where the hospitals and funeral, or not funeral homes, but old folks' homes get totally deserted and everybody rushes in there to get any food or drugs or any kind of supplies, and then they end up leaving the patients there. And the only anybody with any organization is a few people in the protagonist or hero in the book and a few of his friends and a few of them up there at the Montreat College up on the hill. We'll see, Hawk. We'll see. No, well, that's all right. You can we'll see. And when you see the devil, you tell him that you had a chance and didn't take it. And he'll say, ha ha, plasma fire whip for you. I don't know what else to tell you but to prepare. I don't know what else to tell you but to prepare, but this thing is going all the way. And what about, have you seen the video actually on camera of one of the WEF people, one of the top WEF people, not Klaus, but another one, saying, oh, if you're going to, we're on our way to become gods, he says. We're on the way to become gods, and if you try to get in our way and to stop us, it's going to be big trouble, and we're going to kill you. The only way you could stop me, he says, from becoming a god is if you come to kill me, okay? And then he said, if you do that, I'm going to kill you. These people are right out in front, up in front of you on the cameras. This is not liberals or a little bit of the lefty. No, these are hardcore Luciferian scumbag tyrants from Davos or wherever. And they're working for Lucifer the Lightbringer and his fallen angels, you see. Maybe with the Rothschilds sort of in between, but then if you've ever seen, go online and look. Go online and look and look up, but let's see what the search engine would be. Photos from Rothschild family party where they wear masks. And look at them and see the one with the old deer's head mask on and all that kind of stuff. It's not because they're Jewish. It's because they're Luciferians. That I don't like them. And Klaus Schwab, who allegedly his family was a Nazi industrialist. And then you got Yuval Harari, an Israeli, and they're paired together. Well, what pairs those two together? Think about it. Allegedly a father or grandfather in the Mossad that was with Noriega, the Hararis, you know? And that would have been Michael Harari, as I recall, allegedly. So, you've got to understand that this is not about baseball teams where you're on the American baseball team, fighting to this baseball team. There are factions within the factions, and then also who runs the United States now are Luciferian scumbags. What do you think old Mushmouth is doing to stop China when his wife, father, is the largest ship owner in the world and most of his ships are made, even though he's Taiwanese, allegedly. But most of his ships are made in Red China, in the shipbuilding facilities. What do you think Mushmouth's really going to do? That's McConnell, for those who don't know, allegedly. This is all satire. My show's all satire. You know that. Allegedly, 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 right? Allegedly, allegedly, allegedly. But I'm going to tell you what's not satire is that there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you ain't with him, you ain't going to make it. So you better get with him as soon as you possibly can, within the next 5 to 10 minutes, maybe. It's Friday night. If you're on the West Coast, this storm's starting to move up to the Baja, to Cabo and that area, up and through there. And it might miss you, or it might not. But I can't imagine being in L.A. County if this thing hits full and you got 120 mile per hour, 140 mile per hour wind gusts and sustained winds over 100 miles per hour in L.A. County, Orange County. I mean, a lot of pretty houses go bye-bye. A lot of lawn furniture in the air, if you know what I mean. Trucks dumped over on the freeway, cars in the torrential rain sliding into each other, and you have a wreck with, I don't know, 5,000 people in a wreck on the, you know, freeways in L.A. Traffic all stopped in all different ways. And the others, you got to hop out of your cars and, oh, maybe you got to hop in your cars and, you know, get right out into the thick of it, you know. But then you can't stand up because the winds are 120, 140 mile per hour. Anyway, the death toll over in Maui is over 480 now. They're running out of body bags. So I guess you're going to have to get hefty, you know. Tape some duct tape, some hefty bags together. I'm not trying to make light of this scenario, ladies and gentlemen. It is horrendous, and this was done by the high Luciferian scumbags. All right? Ventuski had the actual wind speeds in Maui at that time, somewhere between 25 and 35 miles per hour. They talk about the 80 mile per hour. That could be done from a tunneling laser, And if you do not understand out there yet that there are actually high technology scalar interferometers, scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, infer, I-N-F-E-R, O-M-E-T-E-R, scalar interferometers, or Tesla howitzers, some call them, or harp-like devices, or whatever, that can create and manipulate the weather, that can act as tectonic or earthquake weapons, or that can just beam a narrow beam down on a house or a neighborhood and create agitation or anger, or put people to sleep, or make them hop-a-dop-a-dop-y cheerio by varying the frequency of the signal and the pulse. But they can also spread it out a little wider, you see. Or they can influence with bounces off the deal and hit the fault line from a bounce off the ionosphere, pop it down like a billiard shot, hit the fault line, and after all the rain, kaboom, there's a 6 or a 7, you know, 5.8 to 7.8, whatever it is. And then you're going to see the earth tremble and the earth thing and the coastline go topsy-turvy. This could be the big thing. Brother Quest talked about the whole big deal about, you know, the Pacific Northwest and the volcanoes and all of that and the droughts and all the things, how that affects us. Well, you know, they've got a lot of water. They did have a lot of water from the the snow in some of those mountain reservoirs, you know. Oh, what's that one there, the mountain reservoir? Lawrence Livermore has a little lab underneath the earthen dam. My Lord, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen out there in by Paradise and all my good friends out in that area, you guys, your bucket brigade stuff, get ready. But you better carry your firearms while you're about your business to try to protect your homes and your ranches. Because there's going to be people who want all of Southern California, want all of other parts of California to go up in flames like they did before. And the fires are already been started. Back at the last time, we saw that there were directed energy weapons, POPs, from space into certain areas. We had them on the dadgum TV screen, videos of the look of space and all the stuff, and seeing the stuff go kaboom. Oh, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. You can't hire enough pyrotechnic maniacs to go out and get the kitchen matches and try to start a fire. They just go kaboop, kaboop, kaboop. And then they find somebody to pin it on or blame. All right? But now this ain't going to be the only place. You're going to see it on the East Coast, too, in certain areas. You're going to see the tornadoes roll. This is all going to be about climate change to kill the people so Lucifer can gain devil power. I'm singing it as a facetious thing. I am not promoting it. I'm not loving it. I do not like it. As a matter of fact, if you see Lucy, you get your Louisville Slugger out and you pop him right on the doggone nose, pop his shins, pop his elbows, pop his collarbone, and work on him. Work on him and his minions. Take them back. Send them back to where they came from. Stand in the gap. Put on the full armor of God, and then put on your level 4 body armor, your PASGAT helmets, your arm pads, your knuckle buster gloves, the whole nine yards, and you'd be willing to stand in the gap on behalf of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and you take it to them, and you wade into them and take it to their minions, to their evil Luciferian scumbag minions, whoever they take the form of, and you take it to them and you go through their supply lines. You garner their supplies and you fall back and drop some back for your people. Then you go ahead. This thing is going to be wild weasel. It is going to be so bad you can't believe it. It is not the time to think about it. But if you had one more hour, one more day, go get you a Dairy Queen and savor it, or whatever it is you like, ice cream in the afternoon. Or if you're having a fish fry up in the Alleghenies, then enjoy what you got right there for just a brief little while. And then I'm going to tell you what, then get ready to suit up. Have your clothes, have your boots, have the house load, the big backpack ready. You know what you can put in that? Well, you can put out his bug out bag and look to see what people put in them. Then you need a fighting load. I like a fighting load because then you can have, say, 14 MREs or little pouches of bag meals from the mountain house or whatever the camping meals. You need a two-quart canteen and then two more quart-sized canteens with at least 300 rounds of ammunition with a boot knife, with a K-bar knife on the chest pull down, with a pistol, or maybe two. It's nice to have two different pistols, one on a leg drop holster, one in the crisscross, right? And yeah, it weighs a lot, but I'm going to tell you what, you put that level four on, and I've got an old PASGAT helmet. I'm not going to be on the radio or got an earbud and all that. I'm not doing that, man. I'm going to lay in wait. I'm going to have a tiger pit dug where I think somebody might come to pursue me. Well, now they just might fall down in there, you know? I don't want to do the deadfall where the tree with the spike comes off. I don't need to do that, but a tiger pit's pretty interesting. And then if you get those metal fence posts that you use out in the prairie out here, and you sharpen them up and do a little bit, and let your dog go to the bathroom on them, put them down in the tiger pit, you see? All of this is satire, allegedly, isn't it? Yes. This stuff is real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is like so bad that it could be so bad you cannot believe it. Lord Jesus told us that. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. These are the beginning of sorrows. And then it's going to get so bad that if the time were not short for the elect, there'd no flesh be saved. There's nobody left on the planet. No flesh. So when W.F. Schwab and Yuval Harari and all these people can talk about that, well, let me tell you something, boys. The Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, all the different ones that are going to be with Lord Jesus, who's going to come down with the sword, and you say, Jesus is old fake news, huh? Well, let me tell you what. You're a little G-devil boy. You're a little G-Lucifer scum that you think is going to make you a god? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Somebody's going to put the hot poker right up your backside, Yuval Harari. Klaus Schwab. Oh, this is satire. What is it? Oh, it's a movie. It's a movie idea. And meanwhile, you got the head of the EIEIO and the FBI and the CIA and the DIA and the Pentagram and all the different stuff. And Red China Joe and Laughing Kamala Bird and all the different ones, man. And they keep laying charges on Trump and laying charges on Trump and laying charges on Trump. And now 18 of his subordinates and lawyers, attorneys. Well, I'm going to tell you what, this is right out of the Civil War playbook. That is what the CIA and the EIEIOs want. That's what Lucifer wants, is chaos. So out of the chaos comes the order. And it will be the Luciferian order established with troops and killer police and all kind of stuff. Not the good peace officers out there. Not your good local cop who's trying to do a good job. But the killer cops and the wild rogue cops. And the ones like killed Roland Carnaby out of Houston back in the day. Roland Carnaby was in charge of the security of the Houston airports and the ship channel and all that stuff. And then somebody hired the rogue, allegedly Houston policeman, to go and kill Roland Carnaby. It was CIA, but he was a person trying to do the right thing. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. As the man said, I guarantee you that none of the people that burned up in the Maui fire thought they would burn up in a fire. Thank you there, brother, for sending me that. That's a true statement. There's not going to be any justice. The justice is going to be in the streets. The justice is going to be. You see, in the 90s, I knew that they already had plans to even assign like firemen and rural fire department and sheriff's deputies to crossroads out into the country, 30, 40 miles outside of the cities, to run checkpoints and all of that. And that they were going to use knockout stuff, okay? Spray it from the planes. They even had, apparently, in some places back in the 90s, it's what the Russians used to spray that theater when the Chechen terrorists took it over. But they're going to spray the knockout stuff. Entire series of books was written about this by William Johnstone. The From the Ashes series, if you got any of them, read them. From the Ashes, William Johnstone. Pinnacle Books, From the Ashes, William Johnstone's. It's all about how in one night there's some kind of a biological weapon goes off and all kind of stuff, and people are dying, and then all of a sudden it goes topsy-turvy completely, nationwide. A lot of it breaks out along racial lines, or a lot of it breaks out along economic lines, or different things. It's just very different. But Out of the Ashes books, if you got time to read one, then read one. 1 second after, William R. Forstchen, okay? Patriots, Surviving the Coming Comebacks, James Wesley Rawls. There's all kind of good books about this stuff. But you better be understanding that this stuff is high potential, high possibility percentages. When you have a forecast that says 120 to 140 mile per hour storm is moving up into Southern California, the most populated cities in the United States, those counties. I mean, it's megalopolis in a sense when you go from San Diego on up north past LA and going on up. Well, let me tell you, I was also going to tell you some more about the Health Ranger. If you go and look up a research doctor named Dr. Michaelia, whatever her name, how you pronounce it. She is using dark field microscopy to look at the blood of people to see these nanotubules being made out of the graphene oxide, the hydrogels that are self-assembling inside your bloodstream, inside your organs, self-assembling terminals and networks, etc., that form clots that are like real long clots And she's also reading them not only in the bloodstreams from people who had the vaccines. Oh, incidentally, they're telling you to go get boosted again against the new one, against the new COVID. And then they can shed to you and you haven't taken it, and they're shedding the same crap they got in the vaccine, they're shedding it onto you. But she's also looked into long-term or long-lasting insulin. That's Glargine or Lantus is a brand name. Glargine, the long-lasting that you take at night, insulin. And also she looked into Humalog, allegedly. She looked into Humalog, allegedly. And she uses the dark field microscopy, and she uses that, and she looks at it in different ways. She puts it on the slide. And the insulins, apparently, or allegedly, she says, the insulins are changing just like the vaccine does in the blood. They're changing into these weird little dots or little circular things that then become nanotubules, and then a mesh, then that would be inside of your blood vessels, inside of your organs. And then that becomes bigger tubules. And all of those, I guarantee you, are reachable and programmable with frequencies and things off the 5G and all that kind of stuff. Or from satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Maybe you got World War Z and everybody runs off the cliff like zombies. I don't know. But they're trying to destroy and kill people with this. And the insulin is needed by diabetics to lower the blood sugar. And it ain't always about what's interesting is even just by nature. Is that when you take insulin, it makes you want to eat. So all you people out there think you've got diabetic stuff figured out. You don't. Talk about the non-diabetics. And it's hard to lose weight on taking the insulin. But then they got Ozempic and all of those different new things. But then everybody except the diabetics can get those, but the diabetics can't get it. And then there are side effects to all of that, like weird infections in between the you-know-whats, okay? So what do? You got to have the stuff to lower the blood sugar so that you can stay in the game and not go into diabetic comas from lows or highs. And believe me, I almost died in one of those. I did see Lord Jesus, and we were in the tunnel together. And I could look down over and see my body down on the hospital bed. And I could see all of the phantasmagoric demonic entities and all the stuff surrounding me trying to get at me. But they were looking up because they knew that I was with Lord Jesus. But they were surrounding the body. And hospitals are filled with the bad spirits as well. You don't think so? Go down by the old, the MRIs or the CAT scan rooms and all that, the magnetic, you know, all that stuff. That stirs all that stuff up. Talk to an honest person that works in there and you'll find out that there's weird stuff goes on in those areas. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle can get you gold or silver, and then he can also, if you've got other information you need, it's in the daily briefings, the SQ 2.0s. But get his books, whatever you do with Brother Quayle, and that's 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell old Steve or Daryl or Tyler that old Hawk sent you, and order the books that you can still get from Steve so you can tell people. You can tell your grandkids, your children. And that's assuming you're going to go and get prepared and be ready to protect them. And pray to Lord Jesus that you need to know where the sanctuary for your family is whilst you stand in the gap against evil. And oh, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. This is the Nunemaker Bible Project. They'll be either getting Bibles to the mountain people in their own dialects or in songbook, or they're going to go into one of the areas where they're building a small, nice little church. The church is, they're doing it all themselves. The church is costing them, I think, something like $20,000 to $25,000, and there's already, from this show and then another donor too, there's already about half of that paid for. We want to help them get that out. This thing arose out of the ministry and out of the teachings that Dave and Debbie Nunemaker did for years in Asia. Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker? They both have medical miracles that are needed. Lord Jesus, pray with me, people. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker in South Carolina right now? Lord, will you go to them and touch them both so that they know that they're being touched while they're listening tonight, perhaps, that they know that you're being touched. And Lord Jesus, will you provide the medical miracles that Debbie needs for her eyes and that Dave needs for his situations that have had cancer and stuff. Lord Jesus, will you provide medical miracles? Will you restore them back to health and empower them still fully into the full measure of their ministry in Southeast Asia with the mountain yards at the current time? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And also out there for Bruce and for Ronnie, for, you know, Jarhead and all kind of other people. And Lord Jesus, protect you. Help hold off God if you can. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from your spacecraft. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Strike blows against the Davos fool and the Luciferian scum and Lucifer and the fallen angels themselves. Bendigo Ranger, I know you're ready. Picula Poop, baby. You might be on the road to see General McCormick. Road and track and Little Al. May the Lord Jesus protect you and your mommy and daddy against all evil. And as you go perhaps out tonight to your Muay Thai, well, then let me tell you what. Snap an elbow for the old hawk against your opponent tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Southern California. Get out of L.A. and Orange County. Go way east to the mountains of Arizona, perhaps. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil.